Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. You heard all about these guys, right? What about Denver Kirkland? The job he's had to do is stepping in has been incredible to this run game. He's added some extra power. And watching that Denver game over again, I was reminded of just how good he can be for this offense, especially in the role that he's doing. As we take a look at this first play, you notice the defense has got the guards, the center, and the guard cover. Now, this is going to be what we call a Bob Trail play, where one of these two is going to have to pull. And in this case, because the center's the guard's covered, it's going to be Austin Howard. He's a kick out. Jalen Richard is going to get the handoff and go up. Well blocked, but especially at Kirkland's position, by keeping out Shane Ray, this allows a lot of punch and a lot of power to this offense. Let's watch how this play develops. Look at Austin Howard, nice angle on the pull, kicks out the linebacker. Look at that hole. Great job. Kirkland holding up at the point of attack really added a lot to it because Shane Ray was kept out of the equation until Jalen Richard already had a significant gain. Now that you've seen on film how powerful this offensive line can be when you run to the strength of it, take a look at how Denver plays this next play. If you take it, you see where Kirkland is. He's lined up at tight end. You got Clive Wolford. Look at the amount of attention that shifted over from a safety to both your linebackers. Really, there are way too many bodies on the right-hand side to run into. Not beneficial to the offense. What they do smart here, he's going to hold up the line. Austin. Man on man. Nothing fancy about it at all, but it turns out to be a 42-yard game for the offense. Now, this is good old-fashioned power football. Fullback isolated on the linebacker. Daylight. First person to make contact is a safety. 10 yards down the field. Well, in this case, 42 yards down the field because Latavius Murray runs away from him. When you stack that many people in the box, if you're able to break through and get a sliver of daylight, more times than not, it's a big gain. In this case, this happened with that's what happened with the offense. So when it comes down to crunch time, they're not afraid to put Kirkland in to help extend the pocket, to maybe block somebody like Von Miller. But as the defense is starting to look forward to the run, look how many guys they've got committed over here. In this case, we're going to run a little play action and, more importantly, use max protection to protect Derek Carr and get a big first down with Michael Crabtree. Watch at the snap of the play. Denver's looking. Max protection. Kirkland does a good job sealing the edge and mauling Von Miller. Great comeback route by Crabtree, who does what he does best in space. First down, keep the chains moving. Good play by the offense. So in the absence of Lee Smith, Denver Kirkland has come in and had to play the tight end spot. Well, he's not going to go out and catch any passes, but he offers a lot of power to the run game. And when defenses are going to start keying on where the side he is, this offense has shown this has the ability to run away. Not only is pivotal in the run game, but he's also proven essential in the pass game with max protection. Denver Kirkland deserves some credit because he's playing very well. So kudos to you, young man. We'll be watching in the future. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.